Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Christiana. Happy to have you here today. I see I have one caller waiting. Today, I'm offering psychic reading and life coaching all in one episode. I'm offering free mini psychic readings. For more info, please visit www.promisedlifecoaching.com. Thank you so much. Showtime today, it's going to be about 30 minutes max. I would say anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. When I don't have as many callers like I do on the weekends, like today I only have one caller, so that shortens the showtime down to about 20 minutes. I offer life coaching, hypnobellcasting, Reiki, and also the psychic readings. Again, my website is promiselifecoaching.com. I encourage you to go to my site, go to the contact page, and get a hold of me, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. You can contact me to inquire about my services. Okay, so unfortunately, the call dropped. That's too bad. But I'm getting my animal speak cards, and let's see what the totems have to say for us today. Okay. I got the rhinoceros. Still the chatter within to see your true path in life. And I'm just looking for it here. Cannot find that one here in the booklet. Okay, so you know what? I'm just going to go off what the card says. Again, it says rhinoceros. Still the chatter within to see your true path in life. So that the rhinoceros represents a stillness of the mind. A quiet, meditative place within the mind. How can you still the chatter within to see your true path in life? For me, what I like to do is just sit still and inhale and exhale and just let go of everything and center myself in a place of peace and harmony. And let's see. Ah, here it is, rhinoceros. Still a chatter within the true path in life. Ancient behemoth repository of primordial wisdom, rhino, like supreme masters, has no need for society. Rhino stands sturdily in your cards to counsel that you still the constant chatter in your head. Take time out from hectic socializing and simply be. At first, your mind will echo with a thousand thoughts, but soon it will quieten, and the true nature of your path and dreams will make themselves known. And with Rhino by your side, you may turn them into reality. And one more. The baboon. In love and declarations of passion, heartfelt communication is the key. Sublime baboon, adept of love, wears her heart on her sleeve. Baboon does not pretend. Her passions and shows of affection are genuine, her reactions without artifice, so you may believe the ardent declarations of others. Truthful, heartfelt communication and open expression of feelings are what matter now in your relationship. If, like baboon, you seek lasting love, hiding your emotions will leave others unsure of your intentions and reluctant to reveal their feelings, which can only lead to misunderstandings and sadness. Have you ever known anybody that was so private to the point that you just felt like you couldn't fully trust them, or like you weren't getting the whole story from them? I've met people like that. There's someone in particular that I'm thinking of. But I think I've always felt that it's so important to really express what we feel to our loved ones, to people in general, but especially our loved ones. It might be family, friends, anyone who you care for. It's so important to be authentic and real and say what you have to say, but say it coming from a place of love, compassion, and empathy. You can be honest, but just do it with love. Because I know some people just say what they feel or say what they have to say with little to no regard. Some people have no regard for other people's emotions and how they're going to process what was said to them. So it's important to really come from a place of love rather than fear or anger or those negative emotions. In life, I think that either you're living from a heart-centered place of love or you're living from fear-based emotions. So, one more, the fox. Seven senses allow you to observe the actions of others. Bewitching fox, supreme opportunist, mistress of stealth, observes the world unseen that much may be learned and gained. Fox counsels you, hone your senses until they are sharp as hers, and become purposefully conscious and alert to what is happening in the world around you. Soon the interconnectedness of life will become clear, allowing you not only to see the inevitable outcomes to certain situations, but like fox, to know instinctively when an invitation is an opportunity. Fox counsels that you take it. So just take those opportunities that present themselves to you. Don't let them pass by, because you may not get that opportunity again. So go for it and take advantage of that opportunity. Okay. Oh, wonderful. I have a caller, so I will take your call. 860 area code. Hi,
thank you.
Christiana, how can I?
Hi, thank you. I'm wondering if you can help me to know if my marriage is over or not.
Okay, and what is your name?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Yes.
Okay, I have my pendulum here. And I'm going to ask it a yes or no question. So, is Lisa's marriage over, yes or no?
Thank you.
It's saying no. It is not over. So I hope that provides you with some relief, unless, well, how do you feel about that answer?
Unless it just means they haven't gotten a divorce yet.
Well, do you want it to last, or are you wanting the divorce?
I did. It doesn't seem feasible anymore, but I don't know how to get out, so.
Okay. Let me pull a card from my Romance Angel deck.
Thank you.
Okay, so the cards are pretty much on point with what you're saying. It involves marriage, so I pulled that card.
What was that?
I also pulled I pulled the marriage card. That's just telling me that it involves marriage.
Okay.
So that's accurate. And then I pulled the deception card. Someone is wearing a false self mask in this relationship.
Yeah.
So.
That's definite.
And then the third card says engagement. Your love life is ascending to a higher level of commitment. And intuitively, what I feel that means is somebody else out there for you. So you will remarry and you'll be fine. You'll remarry, you'll start over. But it doesn't have to end unless you really want it to. But it sounds like at this point that's what you have to do is to end it, right?
Well, let's put it this way. I had surgery last week, and I'm having a problem, and I needed the doctor, and the doctor said I needed him, and my husband told me he was too busy to take me. But he knew I couldn't get in a car and drive with this much surgery in my belly, so he left me high and dry, and it's not the first time he's done this. It's happened before.
Well, I'm sorry. That's very selfish.
That's his middle name. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. At least
all right,
hope
well, take care. I hope things work out.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. There are 15 minutes left in the show. And no more callers. So, I'm debating on what to do here. I think I will pull an Indigo Angel Oracle card. Just see what inspiration it has. Send love. And I'm going to look that up. Send love. Love is the most powerful vibrational energy in the universe. This card asks you to remember that all energy is based in love. When something seems unfair or when you feel lost in a situation, it's important not to dwell upon the negative because that will attract more negativity to you. As an indigo, you're a very powerful manifester. And the angels need you to replace feelings of anger, sadness, and or frustration with love. See the situations and people in your life surrounded by the pure, tender embrace of heaven and you'll experience newfound happiness. So, well, there's also fear, at least in my opinion, there's fear, which is the basis for all negative emotions, anger, hatred, jealousy, envy, bitterness, you know, revenge, all of that. But it's telling us, and it's for indigos, but, you know, this really can relate to anyone, even if you're not an indigo. Indigos are strong-willed people that have very strong-willed nature. And that would be me. I believe I'm an indigo. And it tells us that we're powerful manifestors. So because we're so powerful in manifesting things through our emotions, we have to switch it over. We have to switch it over from the negative to the positive, because that's the only way that we're going to draw good things to us. And I know that it can be a challenge at times. You know, for me personally, I'm not always a big ball of sunshine. I can get down and discouraged and sometimes a little, well, sometimes negative. But I always try to pick myself back up as quickly as I can and go back to the love-based feelings, positivity of joy, love, hope, compassion, empathy, all of those good things. So I encourage all of you that are listening and that will listen to this podcast to send love and try to look at the hard situations in your life through those rose-colored glasses of love and compassion, and it will really change your world around. Okay, so there's another caller calling from the 678 area code. Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, Christiana. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How can I help you today?
Yes. Can you pick up anything about career for me?
Okay.
Like, what's the next step?
What is your question? Do you have a specific question?
Well, I am working at the moment, but it's temporary. I want to see if there are more, a job opportunity that's going to come quicker, because I've been getting a couple of opportunities to come through in that part, but not the full interview and whatever. And plus, this job that I'm in is long distance, like an hour and 20 minutes, and then the pay is not great.
So what is your time frame that you're looking for a new job? Like, what is the frame?
I would like to within a month. Like a transition within a month. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask my pendulum. Let's see. Will Regina a permanent job that pays well within the next month? By, let's say, by sometime in April.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
Yes, that sounds great.
And then, okay, it took a while, but it's saying yes, that you will get a new job. And I asked if it was going to be a permanent job. It said yes, and it's going to pay better.
Okay.
Do you have anything else that you want me to ask?
Yes. Love. See, is anybody coming in? By the summer, Like, will I start dating by the summer?
Will Regina start to date by the summer? It's saying no, but that's okay. Don't get discouraged. It just means that it's going to come a little bit, you know, it's going to come later, but hang in there and it'll happen eventually.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right. And you take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
917 area code. I'm taking your call. Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
I'm just listening. Thank you.
Oh, did I take your call already?
No.
Oh, are you sure you don't want a reading?
Yes, I'm sure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, everybody. There are 7 minutes left to the show. And that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for being a part of the show. You really make my day, and it's just very fulfilling to have you on the show. So thank you very much. Once again, I encourage you to visit my site at promisedlifecoaching.com. Get a hold of me on the contact page and send me an email. Requesting a session of your choice. I charge $1 per minute, so 20 minutes, $20, 30 minutes, $30, 60 minutes, $60. You let me know what works best for you. I will work out a price that works for you in your budget. I am very flexible, and I think it's great because not everybody will offer that flexibility, but I am willing to do that and work with you on a sliding fee scale. I offer life coaching, hypnosis, spellcasting, Reiki, and also psychic readings. So just let me know what kind of a session you're looking for. And I am also offering free, and this is just one free in-depth reading. So I will give you a free reading of up to 60 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever you prefer. And the in-depth readings are really great because we can really get to the core of what's going on and resolve what's happening there. And I can give you some life skill tips, some life coaching advice, and help to guide you on your path through the psychic reading. I incorporate the life coaching. Hypnosis is also something I offer, and that is also great for releasing blocks, releasing things that are holding you back from your highest good and your higher self. Okay, so it's wonderful I got another caller in. I don't know if I've taken your call yet, but 917. Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, Christiana. This is Emma.
Hi, Emma. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if it's a good idea to get a second dog.
A second dog? Okay,
yeah.
And your name is Emma?
Emma, yeah.
Should Emma get a second dog? I'm asking my pendulum.
Should.
Saying yes. So that would be a good option for you to get a second dog. I think you'll be happy with this dog.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. You take care. Okay, everybody. Again, one more time, visit my website, promisedlifecoaching.com. I encourage you to check it out. I showcase my blogs there, too. I'm not the best blogger or the best writer in the world, I'll admit that, but I do my best, and hopefully you will draw from, you know, get some inspiration from it, because that's what I really aim to do. And I share some of my personal experiences. There's also the about page that I share a little bit about my services, and the contact page. So get a hold of me, and I will give you one free in-depth psychic reading and life coaching session, all in one. Thank you so much, everybody, for calling. It was a blast. I really love taking your calls and doing these readings. All right, everybody, have a blessed evening. Bye.